We have the main focus on what's the impact of the startup. How can this startup help the transition towards sustainable mobility? And that's, I don't know what's better. It's just different than what other startup programs do. And that's one. Yeah, that's how the Mobility Hub stands out.
Welcome to Smart in the City, the Babble podcast. I am your host, Tamlin Shimizu, and really at Babble, we aim to connect the players in the smart city industry with high quality information and ideas through our platform and services. This podcast is really an extension of this goal and mission to drive the change for a better urban life. And first, a quick announcement from Babble. As a company dedicated to drive the change for a better future, we at Babble express our support for all victims of the Ukrainian-Russian war. To all our listeners, if you're wondering how to best support Ukraine from a foreign country, please visit the following website, supportukrainenow.org. And now on to our episode. So today we are talking about testing mobility solutions and how to link challenges from governments and other launching customers to new technologies from startups and how to accelerate these developments. The best person to talk to about that I have with us today, and his name is Yves Frey, who is a project manager at the Mobility Lab in the Netherlands. Hi, Yves.
Hi.
Welcome onto the show.
Thank you.
Hopefully I didn't butcher your last name too bad.
We can practice.
Yeah, we can practice my French. I've already embarrassed myself a fair amount on this podcast with names, I think. So I'm used to it.
Yeah. But yeah. I've heard worse versions.
Okay, good. I also have a difficult name, so I'm very accustomed to that. Yeah. So yeah, great to have you on the show today. And I'm really interested, you know, I heard your colleague speaking at the Polis conference, and I thought it was such an interesting way that you guys really engaged with private and public sector. And, you know, of course, here at Babble, that's all what we're about as well. So yeah, very interested to dig in a bit deeper with you.
Yeah.
And to start us off, just a little teaser to get us warmed up. What is your favorite new mobility technology that you've seen?
Ooh, that's quite a difficult quite a difficult question to start off with.
Sorry, maybe not so warmed up yet.
Through the years, we've seen loads of startups pass through the Mobility Lab with loads of new technologies. What we often see is that a technology on itself is not completely new, but it's just a different application of an existing technology. For example, we have a startup that we've had a startup in a program that's called Tiler. What they do is they make a tile for a curbside, for a pavement, and it's a standard size, and you can wirelessly charge an e-bike on that tile. So it makes the transition to a sustainable or more active mobility pretty smooth with such a disruptive idea. Like, you know, the Netherlands is a bike oriented country. And we have loads of e-bikes as well. And with the development of bigger highways for bikes, they're developing in the Netherlands, this new technology with wirelessly charging an e-bike can be pretty disruptive and can really speed up the transition to sustainable mobility.
Yeah, cool. I'm a big fan of e-bikes myself. I have one. It's quite hilly. I live at the top of a hill, so I really appreciate the e-bike, and I would love a solution like that as well.
Yeah,
so.
Check out Tyler.
I'll check them out. I think anytime also I'm fascinated by all the solutions that connect better the energy and mobility together as well. So that's a really interesting one. So yeah, thanks for sharing. And so can you give us a bit of more background about Mobility Lab? How did it start? How does it function? What's your business model?
Yeah. So in the Netherlands, there are loads of startup programs and loads of them have the aim on solely helping the startup grow or scale up. Mobility Lab is quite different in regards to that. It started in Rotterdam 6 years ago. And what in Rotterdam they saw is that the port was growing, the city was growing, and to keep all the areas accessible and to keep the city livable, a pleasant city to live, they needed to make steps on changing the mobility, really engaging in the mobility transition. They saw that as governments, they are not alone in that. So they need companies, local employers, big logistic companies to do to transform together with them towards a sustainable mobility system. So they really saw we need public-private collaboration to get this going. So they wanted to start programs in which they could collaborate with the market, with big companies to form the transition. But what they saw is that if they asked for certain types of solution, big companies always came with the same type of solutions. And they felt like at that time, there was loads of space for innovation, for new companies, for new ideas, for new innovations to take their role in the in-depth mobility transition. And then the idea of Mobility Lab came up. What if we, instead of working together with big companies, focus a bit of our attention on small companies, on those bright minds, those young companies that have disruptive ideas about our mobility system. And that's how the Mobility Lab started. We found out that those startups could use loads of help with testing their innovation. As a young company, it's pretty hard for them to get access to test sites with companies, with governments. And what we see is that those big companies get loads of requests from other companies to collaborate. So the startups could help getting into testing opportunities. So as a mobility lab, we saw a gap there and we jumped into that. So we, on the one side, we help startups testing their solutions. But on the other side, we need testing sites as well. And that's why we connect with launching customers as well. That could be governments, that could be corporates, but also SMEs with mobility challenges. And we connect those two together with our motto, don't talk, but test. So we want to that those parties come together, startups and launching customers, and go to test the solution of the startup to see whether it works, if it needs further development, and how what possibilities there are for the startups to scale up after a successful pilot.
Cool. Yeah, I really like that. Also, don't talk, but test. And also, I really appreciated another thing that you said about, you know, disrupting. Because I think a lot of times it's so easy to get stuck in the status quo and get used to who you're working with in government and everything. And so disrupting that with new ideas is super important. So yeah, thanks for sharing that. And so how is it funded? I'm sure that's a question that's also on people's minds.
Yeah. As the Mobility Lab itself, we do not have a business case ourselves. So that's because we have different goals. The Mobility Lab is organized by different governments in the Netherlands. It was founded by the Verkeersonderneming. And now that role is taken over by the municipality of Rotterdam. So the municipality of Rotterdam is one of the partners. And next to Rotterdam, the city of Rotterdam, there's the provinces of Brabant, province of Limburg, and the province of Utrecht. So it's 100% governmental, government funded. And that's why we don't need to have a business case ourselves. What we see is that other startup programs do need a business case. And that's why they have more focus on the revenues coming out of the startups.
Yeah.
And we have the main focus on what's the impact of the startup. How can this startup help the transition towards sustainable mobility? And that's, I don't know what's better. It's just different than what other startup programs do. And that's one. Yeah, that's how the Mobility Lab stands out.
Yeah. Wonderful. So how can public sector organizations work with you and how can private sector organizations work with you? How does that whole process work?
Yeah. So as said, we always are looking for challenges. Challenges with from public sector or private sector, and those challenges are often combined with a testing site for startups. So what they can do is they can go to our website www.mobilitylab.nl, and there's a contact form and they can get in touch with us, or they can reach out via LinkedIn with me or one of our the people working for us. And what we especially want to do is to dig into them what their mobility challenges are. It can be on several topics, on logistics, on a sustainable city. It can be on accessibility, on loads of topics. And then if we can dig into them on the challenge, we are going to connect that to the startups we've selected that year, so we can set up speed dates. And those licensing customers are actually meeting then with the startups to see if there's a potential match. And if there's a potential match, we're trying to work that to a pilot, an actual pilot, where things are going to be tested on the street with actual users in the actual world.
Yeah, wonderful. And so I wonder if you can share with me a bit on like one time that you were like very successful, like a success case, and also on the flip side, maybe one time when you failed. We don't like to call it failure really, but maybe a lesson learned there or something like that.
Yeah, of course. Over the years, we've done loads of successful pilots, over more than 70 pilots we've done in 6 years. So that's quite a big number. So there are loads of success stories, and one stands out in particular for me. In the Netherlands, we have the green shared moped that's called Felix. It's quite big, and it's scaling up internationally as well at the moment. And they've done their first pilot in Rotterdam through Mobility Lab. So with the Mobility Lab, we're at the founders, of course, we're at the basis of the success of Felix. So that's quite a good story to tell, that there are companies that were in the beginning of the Mobility Lab and through the years have scaled up to be a really big successful company. On the flip side, like one of the failures or the bad stories, there are always startups in the program which we as a part of the program feel like they're actually solving a big problem in a certain region that we're operating in. But we're like always, we're a king without a kingdom. So if we want to do a pilot, we always need to engage municipalities, companies to host the startup on their grounds, or to host them on their testing site. And it often happens that a launching customer doesn't have the budget available, or doesn't have actually the time to engage with the startup because they're handling their day-to-day business as well. And it often happens that we actually see enormous potential for a startup, but we just can't get through to the launching customers to engage with them. And a big example of that is a startup called Enzo. We had them in the program last year, and Enzo is a startup which developed a sustainable car tire. They state that a big part of the microplastic that we have in the environment comes from rubber pollution from car tires. With the electric car market merging every day, the problem only gets bigger because they have more torque, electric cars. And they developed a sustainable circular car tire for electrical vehicles. And they offered Dutch launching customers for 10 cars a free pilot with their tires. But we just didn't get through companies to test with them due to loads of different reasons. But I still think that's a missed opportunity as well for us and for the companies in the Netherlands with electrical vehicles in their fleet.
Yeah, matchmaking is hard, right? You have to have two very willing parties and willing to cooperate, willing to talk, and also with time capacity. I know it's a huge challenge with working with governments, right? It's a capacity problem as well. So sometimes the will is there and there's other obstacles, right? So yeah, very important. So to play devil's advocate a bit, I guess the question I have for you is, you know, you're talking about testing and testing and testing and doing pilots, but, you know, we've tested a lot. Haven't we tested enough? Or also, how do we ensure, or how do you ensure that they get from pilot to scale up and the technologies actually leave and go on to do bigger and better things?
Yeah, I think that's a good question, and it's always good at place with pilot programs. We always need to make sure that we're not only about the pilots, and for us that's a more existential question as well. Over the years, we've seen that companies that were in the Mobility Lab like a couple of years ago have grown, so that's quite a natural process. And in the program, we do have attention for that. For example, we're working with learning questions. So we're trying to validate a couple of things, and we report on that as well. So we make sure that everything we learn through the pilots is well documented, and we can share that with our network. But then again, when you say, haven't we piloted enough? I think that's a limited innovation strategy. So we need to have focus on how do we scale up, but it doesn't mean that we can remove our focus on piloting. So we always need new technologies, and we'll always need space, need some room for startups to pilot their innovations. Next to that, 100% agree, we also need focus on scaling up. But it doesn't mean that we can lose our focus on piloting. So we need to do both.
Yeah, it sounds good. Yeah, I agree with you. Really, I think one challenge that we see is a lot of pilots not going to scaling up. So it's something that we need to collaborate on more, right? And seeing how we can always improve upon that and really take those lessons from the pilots and carry them on in the real world, so to say. So, yeah, cool. And I just wanted to give you the floor, if you'd like it. You don't have to take it, but I wanted to give you the floor to talk about, you know, for 2 minutes, if there's anything that you really want to emphasize to our listeners, really, on both public, private, academia, whoever might be listening, what Mobility Lab really stands for, or another cool story. We like stories as well. So I give you the floor if you'd like it.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I would like to emphasize a couple of things. First is that we're opened as a Dutch Mobility Lab. So we're right now looking for startups, Dutch startups, but as well international startups that are wanting to pilot their proposition in the Netherlands. They can apply to Mobility Lab at this very moment. So I would really much like to invite them to go to mobilitylab.nl. Or otherwise, Google us and you'll find us for sure. Subscribe, and I hope we'll see you in the program. As well, to Dutch launching customers, they can reach out to us as well to test their if they have a challenge, and we can test with them. So that said, next to that, I would really like to reach out to other Mobility Labs or pilot programs that do stuff like us. At this moment, we're collaborating with Mobility Lab in Germany and in Austria. And we're trying to form a European Mobility Lab network to organize the Erasmus scholarships for startups. In Europe, there's a Erasmus scholarship so that students from university can go abroad for half a year to do courses at another university. And we would like to organize that for startups. So that startups that have passed through one startup program gets the opportunity to test with other launching customers and to take a next step abroad. So that's what we want to organize. And we want to reach out to other international mobility labs or startup programs to reach out to us if you're interested in participating in such a program.
Wow. Yeah. Thanks for that. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people interested. So for the startup, is there like an end date on when they need to apply by?
Yeah. They have until the end of May, 31st of May is our deadline for the subscription. Good addition, Pamela. So if you want to apply, make sure you do that in the next couple of weeks. If you want more information, reach out as well. Our startup manager will come back to you, so we can have a chat about this, what Mobility Lab can do for you and what you can do for us.
Okay, great, thank you. And then with that, I will take us to our final segment, which is called this time Flip the Script. Is the segment I've assigned to you. Flip the Script. You are the one asking the questions, and I'll be the one answering them. So I don't know if you have a question for me, anything you would like to ask me?
Yeah, you were playing the devil's advocate earlier. Yeah, you were asking me, haven't we piloted
enough? Now it's revenge time.
Yeah. I would like to see your, what are your thoughts on that? With Babel, you do a lot of interactions as well with challenges and interaction with cities as well. So I would like to hear your view on that as well.
Yeah, it's always a challenge. So one big thing that we do is trying to reach scale up is having this platform where we keep all of our use cases and all the lessons learned consolidated in one place, so that people don't, you know, keep on making the same mistakes, that they can really scale quicker. So that's one thing that we try to do for scale up. Also with, we also believe piloting is important, and we've seen a lot of cool pilots. We like seeing the new innovations from startups and everything like that. And we also try to connect them in some ways with the public sector as well, through the sharing of information is one way that we do that. And then also, I guess, for example, it's something I'm passionate about is working more with this, you know, connecting and collaborating with others. So seeing what organizations like you are doing and seeing how we could collaborate in the future to maybe combine our efforts to make more impact. So I'm really passionate about this kind of partnering more. And I think you are too, as you just had the call out for, you know, Mobility Labs partner more, like we can make more impact together. And I think that's really how we'll get from these pilots to really scaling up more efficiently and effectively. So that's my viewpoint. Hopefully that answered your question.
Yeah, it does.
Cool. I could talk about that for a long time. So that was a good one. So wonderful. So now I will ask you a recurring question we ask every single guest. And it's always an interesting part because everyone has a different answer, and I often have a different answer depending on what mood I'm in as well. So it's the question, to you, what is a smart city?
Ooh, good question. At the moment, I think our cities are mainly designed in a more functional way.
Mm-hmm.
Like how over the years, we've been really good in optimizing our cities so we can get from A to B more efficiently. We can move our products more efficiently from A to B.
Mm-hmm.
And our whole infrastructure and design is mainly focused on that. And we see that at the moment with the pandemic, we saw that was not actually what we all would have liked it to be. More emphasis has gone to how can we enjoy our lives? In what environment do we want to actually live? And does that correspond with how we've organized things? And for me, a smart city is a city that's adapted to adapted to a maximum to facilitate and to accommodate a healthy and social and environment for people to have a good life instead of an efficient life.
Yeah, that's really nicely put. Well done.
Does that make sense to
yes.
you?
Yes, it makes perfect sense to me, and I completely agree. It doesn't have to it's not just functional, but also enjoyable, right?
Yeah, so, yeah. And smart always has like the aura of technology.
Yeah.
And I agree to that, but the technology has to be a means to get to a point we can create a really healthy and enjoyable city instead of technology as an end goal.
Yeah, absolutely. I say that often as well, that we use technology when it makes sense and when it's really needed, but not overusing it, right? For everything. Sometimes the answer is simple. So, thank you so much for that. And thank you really, Eve, for coming onto the podcast today. Every time I talk with you all at the Mobility Lab, I only get more and more interested in what organizations like yours can do. Yeah. And I'm really excited to see the progress and all the new pilots and technologies that come out in the coming years as well. Thank you, Eve.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, our pleasure. And to all of our listeners, don't forget you can always create a free account on babel-smartcities.eu. And you can find out a lot about smart city projects, solutions, implementations. Thank you all for listening. I'll see you at the next stop on the journey to a better urban life. How do you say sustainable mobility in Dutch?
Duurzame mobiliteit.
Samen mobiliteit. I got the mobiliteit part at least.
Yeah.